Hello there. I'm Evan Kleiman, host of Good Food on KCRW, and this is our weekly podcast. Joining us today is Christina Tozzi from Momofuku Milk Bar, where she is co-owner and executive pastry chef for all the Momofuku restaurants. Hi, Christina.
Hi, Evan.
So we have you here on our podcast. We have to talk about your crack pie. This crack pie has become huge. If you go on the internet and you put crack pie into the Google search engine, you come up with this huge conversation about it. Could you describe what it is?
We describe our crack pie very simply. We say it has a toasted oat crust and a gooey butter filling. And the gooey butter filling part is kind of the thing that throws people off, and that also sells the pie because it's kind of, it is, it's what it is. It's a gooey butter filling. But what does that even mean? It's more how it speaks to people than what it actually means.
And the crack element is because?
It is wildly addictive. It kind of named itself, honestly. I was working as a pastry cook at WD-50, and I was just making some family meal dessert, a dessert for the staff to enjoy after staff meal, right before you kind of go into like the depths and the battle of dinner service. And I would just kind of make something, a different baked good every day for the staff to eat. And it was a Sunday, and I was kind of running out of mise en place, out of ingredients to throw something together for family meal. So I kind of just whisked together some like miscellaneous dairy products and sugar that I had, some regular sugar, brown sugar, heavy cream, some butter, some vanilla, some salt, and just poured it into a pie crust and threw it in the oven and walked away. And it didn't really bake off properly. It was kind of a little jiggly and really gooey. And that speaks to me, but I kind of knew that it might have been a total disaster. So I kind of put it to the side and didn't think about it. And when family meal was up, I served it to the staff, and just kind of people's eyes started like popping out of their heads, and people just started freaking out, and we couldn't keep our hands off of it. We demolished that pie in minutes, and we were kind of like arguing over slices and then saying, no, I don't want any more. And then somebody would be like, no, give me some more. And it named itself.
How did it evolve to have that oat crust?
The oat crust, I can't even remember the crust that I had originally used to make the very first crack pie. But when we were going to open Milk Bar, I knew that it had to go on the menu. And I knew that to have something as like gooey and buttery and dense and sinful as a filling, I needed something to really kind of offset the sweetness and the gooiness and the richness from it. So I decided to make this kind of salty oatmeal cookie and to toast it down and then grind it into a pie crust to balance on some level the gooey richness and buttery goodness that is the filling.
Now, is this a pie that cuts cleanly, or do you make it in miniature for individual service?
We only make 10-inch pies at Milk Bar, and then we cut them into 8 slices. So basically each crack pie, you can either get it by the slice or you can get it as a whole 10-inch pie. There's no such thing as just a little bite of crack pie.
But when you cut it, is it hard to cut?
Oh, no. It's gooey and it's dense, but we refrigerate it. So in that colder refrigerated environment, it makes it very cuttable, very sliceable. So you get a nice, clean cut.
And is it garnished with anything?
We just garnish it with a little bit of confectioner's sugar. You don't have to do a lot.
Oh, it sounds really delicious.
I brought some crack pie to the studios today. And the gentleman that met me outside freaked out. You brought crack pie. It's good. It's good to like bring a slice with you everywhere you go. Instant friends.
Do you have a long-lasting relationship with regular pie? Did you grow up making it or appreciating it as an eater?
I'll tell you, my mother and my grandmother were really big on making apple dumplings, which is basically using a pie crust and then making it into little packets of pie, if you will, so that they toast on the outside the way that a pie crust does, but then you get like a nice little inner packet of like soggy pie crust and in a really good way with like an apple syrup and cinnamon and salt. They were really big on that. Pie always really amazed me growing up. Just there's something about pie crust and the work that people you can do with just, you know, your thumb and the side of your index finger, just the crimping and the lattice and what have you was always kind of just left me speechless and in awe, even when I made pie myself. But my favorite was always apple pie. It was always a really big thing in my family, but even more so than apple pie, apple dumplings, because it's kind of like your own little apple pie, but without having to fuss over making a slice.
Do you have to make the crust for an apple dumpling different than you would make the crust for a regular pie so it doesn't fall off the apple?
You usually add a little bit more of that like ice cold water, a little splash of vinegar, just so that it holds together a little bit more. But I guess it depends on what kind of pie crust you make. You know, there's so many. I feel like there's so many like the right pie crust arguments, whether you use Crisco or whether you use you know, animal lard or whether you use butter. And I find that it's always a mixture of vegetable shortening and of butter and then a little bit of cold water and a splash of vinegar so that you really don't get any of that like gluten or kind of chewiness to form. It keeps a really tender pie crust. And I like to put a little extra water in my pie crust than your average person. It just helps roll it out a little bit better. Again, I'm not a very patient person, so there's something about it that makes it a little bit more workable. And that splash of vinegar in the cold water really helps. It gives you a few extra minutes of working the pie dough before it starts to get tougher or harder, like too glutinous to work with.
So are you going to share the recipe for crack pie with us?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I feel like it's a recipe of the people. Like, it doesn't belong to me anymore. It should belong to everybody.
An open source recipe.
There you go.
Thank you so much, Christina.
Thank you, Evan.
That was Christina Tozzi. She is the executive pastry chef for all of the Momofuku restaurants, and she's a co-owner of Momofuku Milk Bar. We'll have that recipe for crack pie at our website, kcrw.com/goodfood.